All right, everybody. I'm gonna call the meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order, July 15, 2021. If everyone can join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty. Introducing the board today, we have to my far right, Mr. Paul Thomas. Next to him, we have Mr. Earl Barbeau. To my immediate right, we have Briseida Castro, Vice Chairperson. I'm your Chair, Alexandria Malone. To my left, we have Joe Leva, our Secretary. From County today, we have William Covington. And I believe that's all our roll call today. So now we'll move into the portion for public comment. This is a portion for the general public to comment on items on the agenda if you're not able to stay for those items. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Okay. All right, moving on to approval of minutes for today, the last minutes from July 1st, 2021, our last meeting.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor? Aye. Seeing none opposed, we'll move on to approval for agenda for today, July 15th. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Is there anything we should know about? No?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for today. All those in favor? Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Any informational items? No? All right, moving into the planning and zoning portion. For action at the July 21st Board of County Commissioners meeting, application VS210272 Kensington Land Lease Community LLC, vacated and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Nellis Boulevard and Lamont Street, alignment between Las Vegas Boulevard and Goodwin Way within Sunrise Manor. Description on file. Is the applicant present?
This is who wasn't here last time.
Kensington.
What was from last time?
I like to make a motion to approve it.
All right, let's see. All right, so it looks like it's a redesigned walkway. That is the reason for the request. All right, so it looks like we want to move on this item. So given that there is no applicant present, we'll move on to public comment. Are there any public questions or comments?
I think the item is already on the piece of the agenda for the next zoning meeting as well as what you've been saying.
Yeah, so regardless, we would have to move on it. Okay, thank you. Are there any public comments? All right, moving on to questions and comments from the board. All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye. Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. All right. Moving on to the item for August 4th, Board of County Commissioners, Commissioners meeting. Application ET21400098VS190306, Greystone, Nevada, LLC, vacated and abandoned first extension of time, a portion of a right-of-way being Hollywood Boulevard located between Cheyenne Avenue and Alto Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Alto Avenue located between Hollywood Boulevard and Los Feliz Street within Sunrise Manor. Description on file. Is the applicant present? Name and address for the record, please.
Chris Serini, RCI Engineering, 500 South Rancho Drive, Suite 17, Las Vegas, Nevada. Here representing Lennard, this vacation has been previously approved. We're looking for an extension of time. Haven't been able to complete it yet, but it's rather close. We've got all the paperwork in, and staff is working through it. Just a refresher, it's just vacating the 5 foot along Hollywood and Alto to be able to build the 15 foot section that includes landscape, detached sidewalk, and then additional landscape. And that vacation will match the other right-of-ways within the surrounding area. Questions?
Okay, great, thank you so much. We move on to public questions and comments.
Is that a desert plant?
Oh, ma'am, so sorry. Could I get your name and address for the record, please?
Rochelle Richardson, 6109 Apple Orchard Drive, 89142.
Thank you. And then I'm sorry, what was your question?
I was just wondering what kind of landscape there
could you refresh us?
Specific plant species, but Title 30 for Clark County requires certain trees and shrubs at certain spacing, so we'll be within county specifications for the landscaping.
Yeah, but they changed that, didn't they, because of the water shortage, that they wanted to everyone to go to desert landscaping?
It has actually, I think desert landscaping has been incorporated in the development standards over here, at least for a while. So I think what we have approved was, can you guys think of anything similar in the area that's newer with the approved? I'm trying to think of a similar area. It has been approved to do shrubs and I believe trees. I think trees is in that area as well. Yeah. So we don't exactly know when, because they've just only done this far.
Okay, and it's just an extension of time. So.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious because they're sending letters out to the water.
Yeah.
I have a little grass and they want to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this part of it just deals with the vacation of the right of way. So when we did our original zoning, we were conditioned to meet county-specific standards for landscaping, so that's already been done with what was previously approved, and it'll be within county code for what's required.
And if I may, I'm Dave Canoyer with Lennar, 9275 West Russell Road. If I may respond to the question as well. We are currently building the Edgewood community down at Vegas Valley in Hollywood that does utilize desert landscape, and the landscape here would be similar to what we are currently building at the Edgewood community. So it will be drought tolerant landscaping in compliance with the Title 30 standards.
Great, thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, were there any other questions or comments? All right, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much, Chris. All right, so moving on. Moving on to general business. It is noted that we should take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget requests. I know last time we spoke about our concern that the parks requests were not being fulfilled. We had a few other requests for things like promotional, educational items for the neighborhood. However, I think it would be helpful to understand how we can stress even further that parks are a priority, because it's been on the budget for the past few years, and we learned last week that we were one of two parks that Lewis Family Park was one of two parks cut from a security program. So should we just say we don't want anything else except these cameras at this park? Should we give you guys more options on other things? I don't want to dilute certain requests. No, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, so the request is fully noted, and they have been trying to trying to put security cameras in all parks, especially due to the lack of park police. It's just a little bit more complicated than just the county going in and putting the cameras in, and it requires a few more things. So they're working on it as of now, and it's noted, and it is a priority. It takes time, and doesn't happen quickly, but she has brought it to their attention, and even before it was brought to their attention, that was one of their own initiatives to try to get more surveillance.
Do you guys have any?
No, I think the work they did at Horseman's Park, mm-hmm. not beautiful. That's really nice. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard of any timetable that's been moved up at all for the big park they're building right here? The Hollywood Park improvements?
I will have to check now. I believe that would be under Commissioner Segal District. So
forward to that one, because you know, the ones you've been doing are coming out real nice.
But I'll be happy to provide you with an update that you can share with everyone.
Thank you.
Park, and I'll reach out to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have any? It would be really helpful for us to know if, you know, we're trying to allocate budget money for Sunrise Manor as a township. What would your priorities be? What we've suggested in the past few years, what we've asked for is increased security at our parks. And another thing that we've recently asked for is for the public schools, for those parks to be opened. And for some kind, I believe that Beatrice said that there is some kind of block, but that we would want to open those parks for public use rather than have them gated all the time. I know there is some kind of open parks program, but for whatever reason, we haven't been able to get them over here.
So what it is that the schools and the school district's parks aren't under county jurisdiction. They're under the school district's jurisdiction, but you can contact the principal of the school, who may be able to assist in getting access. It may not be complete access for 24-hour open, mm-hmm. but they may allow certain uses there. So it's at the school district's discretion, and for each site, it's at the principal's discretion. Mm-hmm. And we don't oversee. Mm-hmm. We have no jurisdiction over their property.
So just kind of an example of what our priorities generally are. Do you guys have any other examples? Another concern that I've, Rochelle?
Well, I was just wondering about this part, just the water thing. There's too much water. I was there on the 4th of July and people were riding motorcycles across the lawn. The water sprinklers are just, there's so much water, you know, the kids run through it, but it's so powerful that, you know, younger kids get into climate sprinklers. I don't know when they come off.
To kind of piggyback on that, I've actually seen several posts in one of our community groups about the new splash pads flooding the area. And there was a few, there were a few points made that the splash pads at Bob Price Park are surrounded by a different material than the grass at Lewis Family Park over here, which probably affects the drainage. So I don't know if that's something that we can address. I know it's brand new, but it's been a problem.
Yeah, I would be happy to submit the concern to Parks and Rec, and I would also follow up and ask Beatrice to follow up as well, so that mm-hmm. we follow back up with you on it. I cover 3 or 4 different boards, so at times I'm not able to make it, and I apologize. I try to make it when I can. It's just due to our schedule, and our district is huge, so we go from Wapa Valley, Pumpkinville, Overton to Long Mountain, CAC, this CAC. Mm-hmm. So if I don't make it, I will make sure that I get the information to Beatrice. Now I will sure to submit it to the director of parks.
If I can go back to the comments you made about the using the parks mm-hmm. and the schools, what we're trying to do from our discussion that we had is we're trying to get the most utilization out of the assets that the county already has without having to spend no more money.
Right.
Trying to be smart thinking. And one of the easiest ways is to use these school parks. Now, okay, I dig it, you know, the principal's in charge. Well, what we need is a liaison between the county, Clark County Parks and Rec, with the school district, Clark County School District, and that should be easy to do, but we can't do it on this level, and we can't be calling the principal up. We need to get them to coordinate, make them see how there's a symbiosis there.
And I understand your point and your frustration. The problem is that even with the liaison, we have no jurisdiction to enforce.
I know,
So. Even if we communicate to them, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will agree to it or we have any leverage to make them agree.
I know.
Concerns have been expressed. The commissioners share your opinion in that it should be open schools policy and that they should be able to be used.
Yeah.
Well, but
All I'm saying is I understand all the bureaucracy and the politics and the power centers and all that crap. But what we need to do is have somebody call up somebody else in that department and sit down and have lunch together and talk about it. And that's how we get the ball rolling.
And I think Earl's point is that, you know, what else can we do besides continue to tell you guys that parks and these kinds of things are our priority? Because we've been asking, for example, for those cameras for the last, you know, 3 years, and we're one of two parks that is cut from the program. That's very disappointing for us to hear. So, you know, all we can do is continue to say, this is a priority for us. Can you guys find a solution?
Right. So the park situation, the cameras, that solution is on the way. That is just a matter of time, process, funding, and of course, you know, it's a lot of bureaucracy. The school situation, the most effective way is to be at the school board meetings and voice your concerns and opinions.
Well,
and share
with I disagree with that.
Well, to my point is that you're speaking directly to the people who have control over the situation.
Yeah.
Us speaking to them, which has already been done and it's been voiced at the highest level from the chairwoman across the board, we're at the same results that we have. So the people that will control that would be to show up at school board meetings and publicly put your concerns on the record.
Well, what you need to do is you have to have the right person. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Tick. Maybe it's June Kiliani. Who knows? No. And have the right person talk to them. A person over in the school district. And somebody, whoever's in charge, I don't know. And have them talk and try to show them how they can benefit from sharing this and how their kids can benefit. And I'm not saying people can't go talk to the school board, but you're talking to the wall when you go talk to the school board. You need to have the right guy talk to the right woman, and the right woman talk to the right, and then boom, you're going to make a deal.
I assure you, I've personally witnessed the chairwoman of the board express her concerns with the superintendent, and we're still in the same space. She shares your opinion that they should be open. She's expressed that not just her, majority of the commissioners have expressed that, and that's communication at the highest level, and we're still in this space, and it comes down to some legalities and insurance issues that the school district is concerned about and makes it hesitant. But you can meet with the principals, or you can speak with the principal. You can do it. It can be used for, it just has to be by appointment and approval of the principal.
Okay.
I think it's just very frustrating to continually hear, you know, it's not our problem, it's these other people's problem, but you have to go talk to them.
No, it's our problem. Collectively, mm-hmm. It's our problem.
No, I understand. No, I understand that. But I think in what I'm hearing, what I understand from Earl is, you know, maybe because we both do, you know, commercial real estate, there always is the person who's actually in charge, who actually has the answer. And so what we generally feel is, you know, if I had a client who is continually coming and saying, I have this one problem, I would say continually go to the other person who was able to fix that problem and say, hey, this person is still having this problem. And I would keep doing it until it got fixed. And so we just we don't see everybody who's involved in the web. But, you know, again, what can we do except continue to ask? And I just hope we're not asking for two more years.
No, I completely understand, and they're very valid concerns. But as far as the school district, it's been continually, I've witnessed it being continually voiced at the highest levels, and still.
I'll tell you what, if you know somebody at the high levels, have them give me a call. Have them talk to me, I'll talk to them.
So tell us what the solution is.
I'm going to explain to them the big advantages they have.
Something on like
cooperating
one of those next door checks and start
Parks and Rec.
Take as many people
as can we? Do we need to bring you guys signatures? Do we need, like, what can we do?
I'm telling you, your most effective way to be heard is to publicly voice your opinion and have it on the record and show up in numbers at the school board meeting when it comes to the school board. I assure you, this is not a new issue. It's been going on for years. It's been, I mean, from former commissioners to councilwomen to even the governor himself was frustrated before he was governor. So it's been going on for years, and it takes numbers and a collective unit to publicly voice those concerns. When they're in those public meetings, Everything is recorded and is on the record. Their response is recorded and on the record. And that is your best way to leverage a solution, is to show up at those meetings, share your concerns, put them on the record, and get a response on the record. I assure you, after all my years of experience dealing with elected officials and public bodies, that is the most effective way to be heard.
Numbers.
Numbers.
One person doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Be numbers.
And I can't stress enough at the people that have shared these.
All right. Were there any other? I'm sorry. You have.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
You know, the bike path that they did on Hollywood?
Yes.
I would like to see more of that type of stuff done, because I see families now, you know, when the weather's nice. Mm-hmm. I see families with their little kids, riding their bikes in that protected
yes.
path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the probably one of the best things we've done, even though people were complaining about it. Mm-hmm. It was a waste of money. But more and more, I see that happen, and I think we should have more of that through Clark County. Is starting to try to protect these people from the cars.
And I believe they are, I've heard talks of mandating more bike designated areas, I believe.
Are they going to finish Hollywood that way?
I can't say for sure, but I'll definitely try to find out for you.
Because they're going to be putting in that big park right here. You're going to have a lot more bicycle traffic on Hollywood, and you only have it coming down to Charleston.
The bike, when they gave us that original presentation about the connector, they did mention that Hollywood would then connect into the trails in the wetlands over there, and the trails would go around the connector, so it would kind of be on and around it.
But are they going to do that to Hollywood? Are they going to put the separate
over the bridge and things like that? That'd be helpful.
We can find out if the bike path is going to continue over Hollywood.
Through the connector into Henderson.
Especially out to the nature park out there. That might get you some traffic.
Oh yeah, it goes past.
Because I know a lot of people ride bikes over 20 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that.
So one thing I would encourage everyone to do is, of course, you know, they have one, the Transform Clark County going on, if you guys haven't put your input in as far as the new codes and Title 31 and things of that nature. But they also have another survey called Branding Clark County, which is being conducted now, that is taking input on how we would like to see Clark County for the future, things we would like to see in Clark County for the future, and how we would like to brand ourselves. So I would encourage everyone to take that survey. In addition to that, they have a survey on how we would like to see the American Rescue Plan dollars being spent. I believe Clark County will be allocated $440 million over the course of the next 5 years, I believe. And it'll be in two disbursements of $220 million apiece. The state will be receiving probably $3 billion. The school district, again, will be receiving $830 million. They're all hosting town halls soliciting input on how we would like to see those dollars spent. So I would encourage everyone to either participate in the town hall or at the very least complete the survey that the county is offering, not only on the American Rescue dollars, but the branding as well as Transform Clark County. So there's a lot of, with the, what's going on with the American Rescue dollars is an opportunity that we've never had before, funding that we never had before. So now more than ever, it's a time to be heard and reach out on what you would like to see happen in the county and what you would like to see in the future for the county.
All right, so it says, sorry, did you guys have anything else? And do you guys have any other input?
I wanted to address another item, but I'll patiently wait.
No, go ahead. I don't think we had any. Do you guys have any other?
This
go ahead.
Is on another agenda item, number one, regarding a vacation.
Sure, okay.
I begged the board's for a little accident, but sent me back. William Hill, S&P Crist Consulting Engineers.
You're the applicant for this?
I am representing the applicant, Kensington.
So he's for item number one. We already...
We voted to approve the item here.
I had an incident a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to repeat it, but I'm available to answer any questions if need be.
Okay.
I have one question.
Sure.
Just a question, it's already approved, but where is it? I couldn't, from the information you gave us.
It's right at Nellis, just.
I know that. On the map I got here.
Okay.
Can you point out to me where it's at? I was just curious.
As long as I could get my specs on.
I looked and looked and couldn't find what they were talking about. I think I know where it is, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we can see it up here.
Oh, okay. As well as we can. On Nellis, it's the group of the mobile home park that we were, oops, I'm sorry, right here.
It's a small walkway though, somewhere. I couldn't figure out where you were talking about it.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a sliver on the east side of the site, west side of Nellis, about in the middle of the site. This is, there's a number of mobile homes in development and in placement, I should say. And it's right on the west side of Nellis.
Okay. Not necessary anymore because the plan has changed.
And, right, and the from what I understand, the commercial driveway at first inspection was not in compliance with the ADA requirements. The county came back with a request to add a ADA pathway, which we did, but the builder did not build, and they brought the driveway, a new driveway, into compliance, and the county in turn accepted that build.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, William. Thanks for letting us
thank
know.
Thank you very much, and again, apologies for the wait.
No problem, thank you. All right, so do we have to, oh, sure. Uh-huh.
What happened with the project on Desert Inn and Nellis? I didn't see it on the agenda.
Desert Inn and Nellis.
He wanted to do a drive-through stand.
Oh, so we voted to deny his that request, that design that he presented. We voted to deny it. Do you recall, have they voted on that yet? The Panda Express on Nellis and Sahara?
No.
No? So it may, I think it may be coming up on the.
Nellis and Sahara.
No, I'm
Desert
sorry.
Desert Inn.
Desert Inn.
It was the Panda. Yeah.
But
oh,
it was the Panda.
It was
it a Panda Express?
No, it was a.
It was a Panda.
It was a
drive-through. Oh, the drive-through, or the one. Yes, yes, yes. It was a local. Yeah, it was a smaller, and we told them to walk up instead, or maybe do a walk up. But because they were blocking traffic, that one was denied as well. The one that's across the street. Or, yeah, it's right on. It's right on DI.
The
Maria's. Next to Maria's.
Maria's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we voted to deny that one. Sure. No problem. So going back to the item of general business, our budget request, I think we're all pretty much in unison that we still would like security at parks to be the highest priority when it comes to our budget. Do we need to vote on that? No? All right. So I think you've heard us. So yeah, I think that hopefully we can write a letter or something. Okay. Okay. All right. So if anyone comes across anything else.
Definitely related concerns, and thank you to you all. Appreciate you. I know you take your time to do this and to be concerned about your community. So thank you for your time and service, and I'll make sure that the concerns are relayed to not only myself and the UD, Parks and Rec, and the commissioners.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't mean to put you on the hot seat.
I wonder why.
We needed something.
We're the fun ones. All right. So moving on to comments by the general public. Rochelle, did you have any other comments?
No, I was mainly concerned about the Desert Inn project and Lewis Park.
Okay.
Security and the schools. You know, I don't know. Do you guys live around here?
Yeah, we all live within Sunrise Manor.
But do you live like Las Vegas?
Right over here.
Boulevard, I mean, not Las Vegas, but Las Vegas High School, Kearney.
I'm on the other side of Hollywood.
Yeah. I'm in this area. I live on Christie and Stewart.
Okay. Well, I have an issue with opening up Las Vegas High School and this elementary school right here across the street.
Iverson.
Because at night, you're not around here at night. So, and it's between these schools, there's a blank field that goes to Sahara. So all of that is like dead land right now. And that's when the teenagers come out. And they race their cars up and down the street. They hang out now and also at Moose Park. And they're smoking their pot, and they're drinking their whatever. So it's security. We have to step up if you should open these school rooms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something they're taking into consideration.
And then
why it hasn't moved forward.
Also, you know, they drive up and down Tree Line by the park, no lights on, these little motorbike things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It depends on the school. But these schools right here, mm-hmm. I would come over here at night sometime and see what it's like. Especially because it's so dark. Mm-hmm. The kids have to feel
them. Yeah. Okay.
The teenagers.
All right.
Love them, but they.
Yeah.
And it's just one more thing, too.
Yeah.
And this is for you, Will. Police presence, metro presence in this area is not real good.
Yeah.
You know, we hardly ever see them up around this area, riding around in the evenings, especially in the evenings. And I know they're busy, and I know they got a lot of high crime.
Apex?
No, up here in the evenings, we don't have
evening. In the evening hours, you know, police presence is not, you know, there's very little patrol cars that go around the neighborhoods at night. Yeah, we really need that kind of stuff, and that goes along with the park stuff. But we do need some police presence here. Mm-hmm. You know, Hollywood, if you notice, they've been setting up randomly now on Hollywood in different streets, and people are starting to slow down now when the police ain't even there. I mean, they're going just a little over 40 now. Still got a few going a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed a lot more people slowing down and watching because you never know what day they're going to be there or what time of night. I've come home at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I've had somebody pulled over, a motorcycle guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them early in the morning. I've seen them in the afternoon. It's hot right now, so they're not doing too much. Early mornings and late evenings, I've seen that. And it's random.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they need to patrol these neighborhoods. You know, I have problems in my area. She has problems in his area.
If
they're smoking pot, they're doing drugs, they're drinking, and they're driving. You know, and I approached Metro and said, they're drinking up here. You let them do it, and then they're driving, and then you complain that you have too many drunk drivers, and these kids are running into block walls because they're doing donuts in the street because they're high or drunk.
Yeah. And we have that on Hollywood and Alto over there on, what is it, Shadow Ridge Park?
They did a big sting over there at Shadow Rock Park.
Yeah. During the summer in like June when it's nice outside at 7 p.m. you really can't be on the streets up there, like around that big bend where they're building the homes, because it's just almost a whole mile that's just unobstructed pretty much for racing.
And then the drinking up on Lake Main at the park up here. Yeah,
that's what
about
most
60 people in jail from.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right.
I don't understand why they can't do something about these kids and these people that are drinking and doing drugs on Lake Mead up here.
Lake Mead, if you drive up there at night. Lake Mead in Hollywood?
Past where the
entrance to
Lake Mead National. So as you're going up past where all the homes are, at the very top of Lake Mead, you get there on pretty much Friday to 6, from 6 until Monday, there's just cars there.
I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, in 1967, Hollywood was a gravel road.
Wow.
Nobody up here. And me and two of my buddies from Rancho were up here drinking beer.
Still a problem. Still a problem. All these hooligans.
And the cops came, and they said, okay, boys, which one used 21? Give me the beer. So we give him the beer.
That's funny.
No. He drove down to Owens on Hollywood, and that's where the gravel road ended. There's a big wash there. And he turned around, and he comes back, and he said, oh, hell, he's coming back again. Probably going to take us to jail. So he's going to come back and tosses us the beer and says, stay out of trouble, boys. That's my story about when I was a kid.
That's funny to hear it still hanging out at the top of
yeah. And that's where a lot of that trash, I mean, obviously, accumulates.
You're responsible. That's what I don't understand. Why can't you be responsible? Sit on the hill, watch the fireworks, put your stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
But they are not.
I will reach out to the Northeast Area Command and share those concerns with them. And, you know, if you have any specific addresses or locations that you want me to share with them, I'll be happy to do that as well.
Yeah.
Well, Hollywood's a good one because they do use it for a racetrack.
Yeah, Hollywood, True Line too.
Yeah.
Charles
the Lawrence. Ends of Hollywood are big.
Hollywood is the main thing. Well, they're doing Vegas Valley because, you know, they come down Hollywood. They used to go up Sahara, but now they're going across and down past the CBS.
Because it's straight now, versus how it used to be. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rochelle. All right. I think we are now down to the end. Our next meeting date is July 29th, and we are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.